You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Like having to deal with the general public, sometimes Christmas music can't be avoided. If you're like me and jingle bells injected into your dome doesn't really stoke you out or make you happy, maybe I can take this opportunity to offer some suggestions. If one has the power of choice, jazz is always the superior holiday music in my humble opinion, even if it has to be jazz renditions of Christmas standards. A Charlie Brown Christmas by Vince Guaraldi is still one of the best holiday albums ever made, if not one of the coolest original scores. I think it's beautiful, delicate, vulnerable, and I almost don't want to bring more attention to this, but it's a Goonies-size treasure trove of samples to be had, which I haven't heard many of. Although not a holiday record, whenever I listen to Time Out by Dave Brubeck, I feel like it could be listened to as one. Blue Rondo a la Turk is a wonderful example of something sounding festive without being so boring and tonic. It rises above a lot of the grossly like saccharine holiday tunes, which eventually got gutted and turned into many different tropes of pop-punk vocal melodies. I'm down for the holidays. I'm down with joy. I'm also very down with upgrading the tunes that come along with it. Like, I'll do my thing while others hold down the traditions. I love hardcore bands with women vocalists. The male scream associated with heavy music has been so heavily syndicated that a lot of times it has been boiled down to this throat singing technique, more akin to yodeling rather than what screaming I feel like is meant to be, which is an expression of untamable emotions that are only exercised by that sonic ceremony of brutal, aggressive music with a sincere, guttural screaming. I like my heavy music to make me feel like that massage you're not sure if you can handle without screaming in pain, but leaves you with zero conflict left in your body once you're finished. At least for a period of time. You want that cathartic thing, you know? I don't know, with so many women having an endless series of transgressions to endure during everyday life, I wonder if that's what keeps the screams sounding so authentic and cool for me. It just hits way different. It seems as though women simply have more to be rightfully pissed off about right now. And they sound rad screaming their hearts out over heavy music. I feel like vintage hip hop will have its comeback soon. Although advancements in vibe and style have been momentous in the past 10 years, there are still just so many hip-hop fans that, you know, want that DJ Premier level of sample and beat virtuosity, along with, like, Black Star-era Talib Kweli and Mos Def lyrical excellence. I know I do. Hip-hop still represents the people it was born to, And no amount of posers will change that. But the posers can have their place too, as Black American art is most powerful, giving it the capacity to maintain vitality, even under a sort of convention of appropriation by others. Sounds are sounds, but how seriously would a deer with the roar of a lion be taken? I don't know, but I'd like to find out. I feel like picking berries and foraging for food turned into fine dining, in the same way that the sound of a stream and bird singing ultimately turned into music as we know it now. I wish I could think of a way to make music based in the sounds of nature without it turning out sounding like some album made by a hippie crystal healer from Mount Shasta. I'm going to keep thinking about how to do that because the sounds of nature are amazing to me and I really do love them. Like, my inner hippie is strong, really strong. But I need my mind to go beyond imagining the call of an endangered bird from the Permian era accenting a break in a song. It has always been my desire to think of better and smarter ways to incorporate the elements I love into my music, especially when they have been locked away in the prison of the uncool. I had a dream that I created a new species of animal by crossing a cow with an extinct species of an Amazonian songbird. I trained each of these cow-bird hybrids to sing one pitch and to start and stop on my command, so I could build these big, hearty chords with the same dynamic swell of a traditional normal cow moo. You know, in my dream, these gentle waves of harmony could be heard for miles, because I had about 50 to 100 of them. It made me think about how cool it would be if you were actually able to create a symphony or an orchestra of animals, if you could teach them to sing pitches, and you had elephants and wolves howling, and, birds singing. I mean, this sounds like a completely, psychedelic, drug-fueled idea, but stay with me here. Actually imagine it. It would be amazing, performing music through these natural animal sounds. And then if you were able to utilize and harness other sounds in nature, I mean, it would be amazing. On the surface, it seems like it would just be some rainforest cafe shit, but if you were actually really able to do that, a Noah's Ark symphony, so to speak, I think it would sound amazing.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King in Off-Road Minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.